Procter & Gamble hopes that this is the future of laundry detergent. Oh yeah, you heard correctly. We are doing an episode about laundry detergent. Let's see if this is one of the topics I regret choosing or not. Hi there, I'm Jeff, and no, I don't regret any of the topics. Maybe a few of them have been questionable over the years, but they're all good. Anyway, this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English and possibly your life with stories about current events and trending topics. Tide Evo, that's the topic today. It's the new generation of laundry pods. They're dry, they're white, and they're not tempting to eat. In the second half of the lesson, you'll hear about how to use the English expression morph into, and this is a good one. You're going to like this one. Morph into, that's the second half of the lesson. JR is the producer of Plain English, as always. He has uploaded the full lesson content to plainenglish.com/665. Let's dive in to today's story. South by Southwest, stylized as SXSW, South by Southwest, is a film festival in Austin, Texas. Or rather, it was a film festival in Austin, Texas. In the years since its founding in 1987, it has morphed into a wide-ranging festival of film, music, the arts, technology, and anything culturally relevant. It's especially popular with influencers in the new economy. So it was a strange place for Procter & Gamble, an old economy company, if there ever was one, to announce a new laundry detergent. Let's pause the story for a second. In the 1880s, yes, we're going back that far. In the 1880s, people washed their clothes with pulverized soap. Powder-based washing detergents were introduced in the early 20th century. Procter & Gamble started making Tide as a powder in 1946. Fast forward a few decades to the 1970s. Liquid washing detergent became popular in Europe. Procter & Gamble, or P&G for short, introduced its own liquid detergent. It was called Era. You can still buy it today. A liquid version of Tide followed in 1984. Then that was it for innovation in laundry detergent for a while. Oh, sure, they had new colors and new scents, but that was nothing compared to Tide Pods, which came out in 2012. These are small capsules of liquid detergent wrapped in a plastic coating. The plastic coating dissolves in water, gradually releasing the detergent into the water. You grab one or two pods, throw them in the wash, turn the machine on. It's less of a sticky mess, there's no need for a measuring cup, and you don't have to buy a thick plastic jug every time. In the US today, 70% of laundry detergent sold is liquid, 24% comes in pods, and the remainder is powder. Tide Pods were, in my opinion, the perfect consumer product. They worked, it was clean, it was easy, throw one or two in there, turn it on, couldn't be easier. So when I heard that Tide came out with a new product, a new way to get laundry detergent into your washing machine, I thought, why? We have powder, we have liquid, we have pods, and how could you possibly improve on the Tide pod? What more do we really need? But it turns out that there are some problems with detergent pods, problems I didn't know about. The first problem is the plastic. The coating on the pods, the thing that holds the liquid inside, is a type of plastic called polyvinyl alcohol, or PVA. It dissolves in water. But just because it dissolves in water doesn't mean the plastic goes away. The tiny particles of the plastic coating get flushed down the drain and into water treatment systems. The wastewater treatment systems are supposed to break the plastic down so that it doesn't wind up back in our water. The producers of the pods say the PVA is biodegradable, but that's debatable. Some studies say that up to 70% of the plastic in the coatings gets back into the environment. Pods also come in plastic containers. Now, yes, they are an improvement over liquid, which comes in a thick plastic jug. But the pods either come in their own plastic cartons or in plastic refill bags. They just can't sell liquid pods in a recycled paper container. And I do remember having pangs of guilt with the plastic containers when I bought my pods. Now, another problem is that the pods are dangerous if eaten by a child or an adult. They look and feel like candy. And in fact, when Tide Pods first came out, thousands of children ate them thinking they were candy. Many got seriously ill, and six died. This is unrelated to the 2018 internet challenge in which people filmed themselves eating Tide Pods. There is an entire Wikipedia article, and not a short one either, called Consumption of Tide Pods. So for those reasons, Tide Pods are perhaps not the perfect product I thought they were. And so now, P&G is hoping to change our laundry habits again. The new product is called Tide Evo. They're white, square, dry, and they fit in the palm of your hand. They look like little pillows with a fabric-like casing around them. They're the size of a Triscuit cracker. The company describes them as tiles. Each tile has six layers of fabric, and the fibers of the fabric are made of concentrated detergents. The first versions are pure white. P&G's technology allows them to print brand names on the top, but consumers said they preferred the simple white version, so the first iteration of Tide Evo will be all white. This design solves a few problems with the liquids. First, there's no plastic in the tile. P&G is not the first company to introduce a plastic-free laundry pod, but they are by far the biggest company to do so. Second, the new tiles don't come in a plastic container. Since they're dry, they can be shipped in a recycled paper carton, which can be recycled again later. Next, they're lighter. Lightweight products cost less to ship, and that's important when consumers like to order household supplies online. Lighter products also require less fuel during shipping, another environmental benefit. The tiles don't look like candy, and so should not be a danger to children or impressionable TikTokers. And finally, the tiles are meant to be used in cold water, which can reduce consumers' energy use. Time will tell whether this is a fad or whether we'll all soon be tossing pillow-like white tiles into the wash. P&G is testing the tiles in the U.S. state of Colorado before a global launch later this year. I honestly saw this story. There's a new version of Tide, and I thought, yawn, who cares? But then I thought, Tide Pods made a big difference in my life. It's true, I love them. And now maybe this one will be an even bigger improvement. Who knows? Morph into. This is a weird one. Morph. M-O-R-P-H. Morph means to slowly change. So if one thing morphs into something else, it slowly, gradually changes into something else, something much different. What is a film festival? A film festival is a gathering of people, fans of the cinema, industry insiders, actors, studios, whatever. And films are shown, maybe awards are handed out, lectures are given, there's industry networking, and there are parties. Here's one thing you don't find at film festivals: announcements of new laundry detergents. But this year, Procter & Gamble announced a new version of Tide laundry detergent at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Actually, South by Southwest is not a film festival anymore. It started as a film festival, but it has since morphed into a cultural festival that includes the arts, technology, environmental causes, and now, apparently, new household products. South by Southwest morphed into a cultural festival. So it started as a film festival. And then gradually it expanded into adjacent topics, music. And then since all these artistic people were there anyway, it kind of became an art festival too. And then since it was so popular, and all these rich people were there, and all those rich people got so rich making money in technology, it became a technology festival. And then since it was already a film, music, art, culture, and technology festival, it's now just a total free-for-all where you can learn about new laundry detergent and presumably lots of other unrelated things. I have no idea. I have never been and haven't ever been interested in this festival. But the point is, the organizers didn't wake up one day and announce, "We're changing South by Southwest from only a film festival to this wide-ranging cultural festival. The change happened gradually, organically, over a period of time. So when we use morph into, we're talking about what something is, the essence of something. It's not like my hair has morphed into having a little gray sprinkled in. That's a minor change. We use morph into when something's full nature changes. Not long ago, America's Republican Party stood for free trade, low taxes, low national borrowing, a friendly environment for big business, strong international alliances, and a muscular foreign policy that defended America's interest abroad. Over about the last 10 years, though, the party has morphed into something much different. Now, the Republicans don't care much for free trade. They're skeptical of, or even hostile to, big business. They're isolationist, and they don't care about keeping the budget under control. This is a big change. It is a change in what the party is. It didn't happen overnight. It was gradual, but it was a big change in what the party is. The principles of this political party today are quite different, in many cases completely the opposite of the principles the party espoused just 10, 12 years ago. There's an area on the west side of Manhattan called the Meatpacking District. Now, don't worry, there are no slaughterhouses there today. But in the late 1800s and early 1900s, this is where the regional meat, dairy, and poultry markets were. Then, refrigeration improved, supermarkets got popular, and this activity moved out of Manhattan. In those times of change, the meatpacking district morphed into an area of drug dealing, prostitution, and shady clubs controlled by the mafia. This was a gradual change. Areas like this changed slowly, but once it was an industrial district, literally meat packing, and then many years later, after a gradual transformation, it was a dangerous part of town. And then another change came to the area. They shut down the drug markets, cleared out the mafia, and cleaned up the streets. The meatpacking district morphed into a popular area with high-end apartments, innovative architecture, boutiques, museums, and sought-after restaurants. If you've been to the original segment of the High Line Park, the southernmost part, then you've been to the meatpacking district. We have morphed. We here at Plain English have morphed. Oh yes, we have. We have morphed from a weekly podcast into really a full learning platform. At the very beginning, the website was just the transcripts and the translations, the in-text translations that we still offer. We started with Spanish only, I think. JR did them himself. And then over the years, we added the other 8 languages. And what else did we add? We added a step-by-step video lesson, which then became a full workshop. We have hundreds of those now. We added something called Learn the Lingo, which started only by email. Then we put it on the website, and now we improved it, and it's called the Casual Dictionary. During COVID, right during the lockdowns, we added live calls. What else? Oh, the Discussionary. This was recent, where you can practice writing examples of what you learn and get feedback from me. We added exercises, quizzes, pronunciation, listening, grammar, vocabulary exercises, all of them interactive. You get feedback right away when you do the activities. Expert answers. This was the newest thing we added. You ask me a question on video, you get a video reply from me. And all this started from just a podcast. Oh, and it's twice a week now. At the very, very beginning, it was just once a week. So we have morphed gradually. This didn't happen overnight. I didn't snap my fingers one day and have this full platform. But we have morphed from just a weekly podcast with a transcript to a full online learning platform. And we have recently improved the whole experience at plainenglish.com. So if you haven't been on there in a while, check it out, plainenglish.com. Log in if you're a member. If not, sign up. A lot of the content is free. Explore it, see what you think. Enjoy it. It's for you. It's all to help you improve. All right, that's it for today. We'll be back on Monday with a new story and a new expression. See you then.